This is The Blitz.
Hour number two of The Blitz is here. It is 11 o'clock a.m. Wednesday, July 10th. Okay, little bit of a reset here off the top. In case you missed it, go back to the podcast. You can go and listen to hour number one there. We gave some of the news headlines of the day, a little bit about the All-Star game, a little bit about the new NBA coaching changes. And then we kind of wrapped up the hour by talking about a list that came out from Saturday Down South about the top 25 play callers in the nation. If you missed that, Jim Chaney, Big Jim, lands at 14. So Tennessee now has an offensive play caller in the top 15. And I believe that's probably, it is, or it is at least close to a widespread thought throughout other organizations or journalists or analysts in the nation. And so I feel really good about that myself. And I believe that you guys do as well.
Got a little bit of breaking news for you, Rick.
Wow. Bring it.
I mean, it's not like big time news. It's just the okay.
It's something you need to know.
Oh yeah. It's something So the SEC announced all of the players that will be attending for SEC Media Days next week.
Yes. Okay. Hit me with them. I love. Let's do Tennessee last, though.
Tennessee last?
Yeah.
I feel like that's doing the audience a disservice.
In the middle.
Here, I'll read it as the report has it, which is
Wait. Let's do it this way.
Go by dates.
Let me and Rick guess what Tennessee players were taking.
Okay.
Rick, go for it.
I'm going to guess Garantano.
Yes.
I was going to say Jared Garantano as well.
I'm going to guess Juwan Jennings.
I'm going to say Marquez Callaway.
Both wrong.
Damn it.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
Ty Chandler?
No. Garantano's the only offensive guy.
Okay. Thank you for that. Nigel Warrior?
No.
Mike Abernathy?
No.
He's gone.
Dang it.
Wow, Rick. He's gone. He's in the NFL.
Throwing out names.
You all suck at this.
I don't know.
Whoa. Hey, Brandon. Hey.
Feisty.
That wasn't nice.
Feisty.
Who's the best returning defensive player we've got?
I would say that it was Warrior.
You got Daryl Taylor.
Big D.
Ah.
And you've got
a kicker.
SEC.
We taking a special teams guy?
No, you got two defense. Daniel Batuli.
Ah. It's a big game, Batuli.
Garantano, Batuli. And Darrell Taylor.
Okay. I would have thought Nigel. Did he go last year?
I don't remember. I don't think so. He might.
I just remember him. Maybe it's just I remember him having a lot of like preseason like media exposure before the season started, and that's where that's coming from. Interesting. JG. Ooh, throwing him out there to the Wolves. Throw him out there. You think that's good for him?
Yeah, I love
it. Handle it.
I love it.
Would you send him?
Yeah, because I think he can. I think that he can talk very, very cleanly and very well about a lot of what the offensive changes will be. Because that's one of the most important things that I want to know, right? We already know, kind of for the most part, what a Jeremy Pruitt run defense looks like. And we believe that that's just going to be evolved this year because we saw what the foundation of it will look or looked like last year. And so who better to go talk about the new offense, which is one of the most important talking points that we've had this summer, and about Jim Chaney, who a very, very well-respected play caller throughout the whole country. What better guy to go out there and say, you know, hey, this has been fantastic for our team, for the offense, for the kind of things that we will be doing. And for me, as the main piece of this offense, you know, then you're a quarterback to go out there and do that. I don't think Jared Garantano is, you know, he's been here. He's been in college football for a long time. I don't think, you know, the media lights will necessarily get to him. I mean, granted, you might have some reporters come at him with some tough questions, but
I think tough questions and tough criticisms. And I'm actually hoping that some people do, just to see how he handles it. If he can handle it at SEC Media Days, kind of gives me a little bit more, I guess, sense of comfortability that he's going to be handle. I know it's different things of being pressure on the football field, but handle it on Saturdays too. Like, you know,
yeah,
it shows me a level of maturity too if he can handle his critics.
I agree. Like I'm excited that is the offensive representative that we are sending.
Chip
I think
Payne
that is good.
Says, do you think Daryl Taylor will be asked about his fight with Trey Smith and his suspension from last year? Was that last year or the year before? I don't think that's going to be asked.
I wouldn't think so.
That would just be swept under buses, rumors and speculations, and that didn't happen.
Yeah,
definitely. Players ain't gonna answer any of that stuff.
All right, so let's play a little game.
Let's do it.
Y'all can't look at the list.
I don't.
Hey. I'm going to.
I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna say names. We're gonna tell you what team.
Yes.
I like that.
I had to throw that out there, Chance, because there are. I mean, nothing is confirmed, but there are rumors about the bacon and the onion. So I'm just throwing that out there.
By the way, I brought some for Rick today that we have to get to at the end of the show. He's gonna do it at least. Try.
All right.
Go for it.
Here we go. We'll start out easy.
Okay.
Jerry Jeudy.
Alabama.
Jake Fromm.
Georgia.
All right, let's just skip the easy ones.
I was feeling really good about the easy ones.
Okay, fine. Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, man.
All right.
All right, you're right. Those were easy.
Like the easy ones, I guess you don't have to say those.
Joe Burrow.
LSU Tiger.
Okay.
Quarterback.
All right, let's step it up a little bit.
Okay. I like
Keyshawn Vaughn.
Ooh. Keyshawn Vaughn, Texas A&M.
Rick?
Is it in the East?
He's not going to tell you
that. Well, we can't ask a simple question.
Not after Chance has already given his answer.
It's true. That wouldn't be fair.
You're going to say Vanderbilt.
It is Vanderbilt.
Mm, good job, Rick.
Let's see here. Brian Edwards.
Brian Williams.
No, Edwards.
Brian
Edwards, receiver.
Come on, Sweet T. McBee. Receiver, go. I'm letting you go first this time. You're buffering.
I'm going to say, no, I'm thinking. I'm going to say South Carolina.
Brian Edwards, receiver for your Florida Gators.
It is South Carolina.
Damn it, Rick. Are you cheating over there?
No, I'm on Twitter. I also haven't moved my hands from right here the whole time.
You might have had the list up and just looking, though. I believe you.
I don't got no list up.
Go for it.
You call it buffering. I was doing process of elimination.
LaMichael Perine.
Texas A&M.
He is Florida. That's Samaje's brother.
It is Florida.
From Oklahoma.
Yeah. That was a great name, Samaje.
Devois Whaley.
Go, Rick.
Whoa. Mississippi State.
Nah, this got to be down there on the bayou.
No, you're both wrong.
Damn it! It sounded like a French name.
Dang, that one was hard.
It did sound like a French
name. It did.
You're close. Arkansas.
Ah!
Okay. Speaking of
Arkansas,
some of those Cajuns.
Their new jerseys. Nike did them so dirty. Copy and paste Oklahoma's.
Oh, really? Didn't even see
it's
them
bad.
Yet. We'll make fun of those later.
All right, continue.
Lloyd Cushenberry.
Ha!
Damn it. These names.
Oh, man.
I ain't going to act like I know. I'm just throwing up something against the wall now. Lloyd Cushenberry.
Hold on. I'll give you this. He is a center.
Thank you. I always knew. Hey, I'm not going to lie, though. When you said Lloyd Cushenberry, I thought he was probably a big boy. I really did think he was a big boy.
No doubt that Lloyd Cushenberry is an offensive lineman.
No doubt about it.
East or West?
West.
Okay.
Mississippi State.
I was going to say Mississippi State, but just for fun of the game, I'm going to say LSU.
It is LSU.
Oh!
Oh, Lloyd Cushenberry down there on the bayou.
Dang it.
Supplying the Orgeron with some Red Bulls.
Momo Sanago.
Whoa.
Junior linebacker.
Thank you.
Momo Sanago.
You know Momo.
You remember Momo from the internet?
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was weird.
All right. Where'd he play?
Wasn't Momo like that weird internet thing that like kids were?
Yeah, it was the kid thing that was popping up telling kids to hurt themselves.
Is it Florida?
I'm going to say Auburn.
Both wrong.
Kentucky.
No.
Damn it.
Vanderbilt.
Ole Miss.
No.
Ole Miss.
Yeah. Dang it.
I think I remember that
I
name too.
When I was looking at
my Athlon preview book earlier in the year, I think I remember seeing that him as an impact player.
Let's see.
Rick, I think we're kind of tied right now.
Yeah, I've really fallen off the
cliff. Yeah, we've not been keeping score.
We should have been, but it's okay. People probably keeping score at home for us. Or at work or on the road.
Okay, let's see if I can get this one out.
Okay.
This should be one of the last ones we do.
Okay.
Prince Tiga Wanaga Wanagaho. I don't know.
Want to go home?
Wanago. Let's go with Wanago.
Wanago. Prince Tiga Wanago.
Yeah, there you go.
Florida.
I'm going to go with, I don't think we've heard in Auburn yet. I'm stick with Auburn.
It is Auburn.
Oh!
Yep.
And you're right. We haven't done an Auburn player yet.
Process of elimination.
Have we had a Florida player?
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael, that's right. That's
P-Ron's brother.
Let's see if we can
get a fall from grace.
Let's see if we can get one more. Find a good name here.
All right, this is for all or nothing, Rick.
Wow,
this is intense.
Justin
Worley.
No.
Tennessee. Got it.
Hold on, I gotta get this pronunciation right. It's very difficult.
Okay.
Justin Madubuike.
Oh man. Madubuike.
Defensive lineman.
Go for it, Rick. See this one? Go.
What do you think? Kentucky.
I was going to say Kentucky. We haven't had a Missouri either. Go Missouri.
Both wrong.
Do a curveball at me.
South Carolina.
Georgia.
No. It is Texas A&M. You both lose.
Brandon wins.
You both lose.
The dealer wins.
We're pretty.
The casino wins on that one.
We were pretty bad at that.
Yeah, y'all.
Not going to lie. We were pretty bad at that.
My first two.
We were pretty bad at that, Rick.
The two in a row that I got right at the beginning, total guesses.
Well.
Actually, I felt like I knew the name Vaughn. The rest of them had no idea. Had absolutely no idea.
Mm. Micah Abernathy. That was a good one by you.
Getting ever closer to SEC Media Days. That will be on Monday, and then after Media Days, not too long until the start of fall camp.
Who's up? What are the teams going first? You give us a list of the teams?
Yeah, so it's starting on Monday, you'll have Florida, LSU, Missouri, and then you'll have on Tuesday, Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, A&M. Wednesday, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi State, South Carolina, and then wrapping it up on Thursday, Malzahn, and Auburn, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt. Mm.
Real quick, the opening odds to win the college football SEC championship from Oddshark has been released. Alabama, the overwhelming favorite, followed by Georgia. Florida and LSU are tied behind them, and then Auburn, and then a trio of Kentucky, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, then Tennessee and South Carolina coming in at a very good price, plus 8,000.
So
you gonna put you a bet on South Carolina?
So we're an underdog to say the least. Plus 8,000 is a big number.
You gonna put some money down on it, Rick?
Vanderbilt and Mississippi followed after that. Like maybe they just ran out of room, but like Arkansas, not even on here. Poor guys.
$100 is gonna get you $8,000, Rick. You gonna put it down?
Oof.
You should do it, Rick.
What's it going to hurt?
What if we each put down $33
and 33
it gets
cents?
Our way up to $100? $8,000 split three ways is a pretty good number.
I'm keeping my $33 because there's no chance
of they ain't winning
happening.
The SEC.
Damn. All right.
Wow, that's...
Whoa.
That's creepy.
Whoa.
865-546-8200. Quick break. Hour two continues after this. Butter pecan's probably my favorite.
Yeah, but this... And, like, yeah, like, the fact that it's an epidemic, as you're saying. Like, these people... What is wrong? Like, you say the Tide Pods. Things that I'm bleeping tired of. The people licking ice cream. The guy spitting in Arizona. Like, how you gonna disgrace Arizona iced tea like that? Arnold Palmer's, people. That guy, let's see. I'm tired of the Coke bottle cap challenge. What the hell is that? Have you guys done that?
There's been some cool ones.
Like someone who would do that?
You don't, but Rick does. That's why I asked him. Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it.
You and your boys?
However, if you set up a bottle right outside the studio, I'd try to kick it. I would miss the first 50 times, and I would keep going until I did because I believe that I could get close at least.
Yeah, I've seen Kendall Jenner kicking one off of a jet ski. I saw some like really obese guy try to do it, and then all he did was miss and just show his ass on the backside, which was very disturbing. And I'm like, what's up with these challenges? You're right. Like, what the hell? Take people's phones away. Let me stop. Ah! It's frustrating.
The police department in Louisiana where this guy was arrested, he says, they say, we discourage anyone from copying this atrocious act.
It's what it is. An atrocious act.
Are they like, some of these people are like possibly going to be charged with felonies for this.
It is illegal. It's a health risk to others. We will pursue anyone we see do this. You will be charged.
And just how stupid do you have to be to think that you can do these things in the age that we live in and let something go viral and not expect to get arrested? Like, geo-tracking. They're going to find you. Find out where you're located. Watching the video to see where this happened. They'll be able to track you down. Siri, everything. The government's always listening. What the hell is wrong with people?
So the guy's name is Lanice Lloyd Martin III.
Is this the Arizona spit guy?
No, this is Louisiana man who got arrested.
The other, like, ice cream liquor?
Yeah, here's what his lawyer had to say. Quote,
I don't think they found the girl yet.
They haven't found... I thought they did find the girl.
No, they did.
Investigators in East Texas, where the first video originated, tracked down the girl but turned the case over to the Texas Juvenile Justice Department because she's a minor. Then it goes to the one last week. So here's what the guy's lawyer had to say. He didn't feel like he had done anything wrong. Idiot. Sorry, that was my part in it. Quote, his explanation was, all I wanted to do was be famous. And I paid for the ice cream. Well, he got famous. The New York Times is writing about him.
Hold on. So he did pay for the
ice
cream?
I know. I thought I saw the second guy. His thing was he said he did the video, but he bought the ice cream.
Well, then why is he arrested? I've got no problem if you buy the ice cream.
Yeah, you lick it as much as you want
to
then.
What if you buy it and then still leave it? Loophole.
What? You're not buying that ice cream, though. He's talking about buying the ice cream that you lick.
Look, for Rick, whatever reason. No. For whatever reason, if I was to go out and do this today, and I did want to cover my tracks.
Please don't.
I won't. Don't worry. Okay.
Because you've already told everybody. Like.
Yeah, that would be a bad idea.
Rick, you're don't say what you're about to say, because you're...
I would take the ice cream. I would buy it.
Oh, he's going to do it, damn it.
And then... hypothetically, would put it back because you guys just said that it was okay if I bought it. I bought it. It matters what you do with it after as well. It doesn't matter that he bought it if he put it back. The way that you guys are looking at me is the way that you should be looking at this guy because that's what he did. He bought it.
And then he put it back.
So... does it really matter that he bought it? No.
But when you're saying he bought it and he's using that as a defense and his lawyer is using it as a defense that he bought it, I'm thinking he bought it from the store and he just did the act on the video.
And then took it home.
And then, yeah.
He was charged with criminal mischief for tampering with a product before he had purchased it and with unlawful posting of criminal activity for notoriety and publicity. Wow, that's a thing you can be charged with now. Unlawful posting of criminal activity for notoriety and publicity. Welcome to the year 2019. Wow. He will spend at least 4 nights in jail awaiting.
I'm still confused. Did he buy the ice cream and take it home? I'm so confused.
I think he bought it and then put it back. I think that's what Rick's saying.
I think that's what it says.
Whoa. I need somebody to know. This is gonna change the judgment.
Let's take a quick break. Rick, do your research during the break.
I'll do my research.
We'll come back with a verdict on the Bluebell.
These
ice
people
cream
have to
liquor.
Have repercussions.
Justice will be served.
On the Blitz. Right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. A65-546-8200-546-8200. That's the number if you want to jump on with us. Talking a lot of crazy stuff. We talked top 25 offensive play callers in all of college football, ranked by Saturday Down South's Michael Bratton, SEC Mike. You follow him on Twitter. Also, we've been getting into this nationwide epidemic of idiocy, people licking ice cream, spitting in Arizona tea, and whatnot. Pre-sat stuff. Pretty idiotic stuff. This is what's wrong with. You can't even say this is what's wrong. Well, yeah, one of them was a youth, but it's what's wrong with the youth and what's wrong with just people in general, but on a more positive note and something that we thought was pretty entertaining over the weekend. So, if you haven't already followed this guy, he's been a pretty good follow.
Killer.
On Twitter. Yeah. Killer. Some people might say a killer.
You guys gave me some crap for not calling him an alleged killer. However, Chance went to Twitter the other day, didn't say alleged killer. He just said killer.
Did I say killer? I think I put an A on the end.
Oh, does that change it?
Yeah, it definitely changes. Like, yeah, killer. Nah, but like not like he's a killer.
Well, he is.
He's a killer.
Allegedly. Continue.
Allegedly. But this guy.
Hey, Twitter world.
That's our favorite guy, Juice. So going back to the Wayback Machine of just a couple days ago, we've got more audio, and I'll just preface this by, it sounds like, you know, OJ, who knew he was, we all knew he was so into his image, but the fact that he sounds like a real housewife of Orange County, he talks about celebrating his 33rd annual 39th birthday. That's something that middle-aged women do. just saying, I'm not like, you know, forgive me not, but I've watched a lot of future Real Housewives. I'm celebrating my 40th birthday again. People don't want to age. It's part of life. If you're aging, you're living. But this is pretty funny stuff from OJ. Rick, you got it?
Yep.
And we will play it.
So this is OJ.
The Chronicles of Juice.
On the golf course.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. You know, it's hard for me to believe that today I'm celebrating my 33rd annual 39th birthday. And I gotta tell you, it's been quite a ride. They say in every life some rain must fall. Well, I've had some hurricanes descend in my life, but I thank the Lord because through it all, he's kept me relatively healthy and in good spirits and positive. And that's tough to do today with all the haters on the internet and on cable TV spouting their negative opinions on just about everything. You know, I like what Plato or was it Socrates who said about opinions that they are not fact, that at the most they could be a possibility and maybe even a probability. But the facts are, they're not fact. I like the old saying that opinions are like armpits. Everybody got them, and most of the time they stink. You know, a lot of good things have happened in my 39 years.
The other day I was
this is some of my favorite stuff.
Watching the internet at a sports bar.
He gets real serious right here.
And they had a softball game, playoffs of the girls' softball, NC2A. And Alabama was playing Texas, and I think the pitcher for Alabama was black, and the leadoff for Texas was black. And I said, now that's something to celebrate, because when I was in school, schools wouldn't allow blacks to play any sport. Lately, I saw where Kaepernick pointed out that
history lesson from OJ.
Flag, was being used by some.
Never mind a good history lesson.
As their symbol. Well, I said, don't let the negative win. As far as I'm concerned, that flag represents the birth of America. Hey, one shout out to a buddy of mine, Sluggo in L.A. Hang in there, buddy. Stay strong. Get back to Vegas soon. Hey, look, I got some guys to beat and some cake to eat.
What?
That's right. I got some guys to beat and some cake to eat from Juice.
Mic dropped. Now, okay. Juice. Man.
Haters gonna hate Juice. Don't worry about the haters.
Yeah. You're a bold man to go after the haters. Because there are people who likely don't like you because
those haters got some opinions about Juice, and opinions, they stink.
He doesn't care about their opinions at all.
They stink.
I mean, dude, you might not care about them or you might not like them, but you got to at least kind of understand where they're coming from.
No, they stink, Rick.
People believe that you should be a convicted felon for murder.
Allegedly.
No. You should be.
Alleged murderer.
Well, yes, I guess technically he isn't alleged, but he should be convicted. Brandon, stop with these chips, man. I'm on a rant right now.
Pretty good, okay? Today, Brandon.
He hasn't eaten.
Pretty good. We got Rick some chips today that I brought in. He's going to eat one before we get out of here.
Alleged.
Just eat
allegedly.
One. Just eat one.
Allegedly.
It's not that bad.
Allegedly.
You should eat a chip.
Come on, Rick. Right now.
How about that sign-off from Juice?
I got cake to eat and guys to beat. I love it.
Juice. What kind probably of cake? Not the right thing to say that you got guys to beat. I mean, obviously, he's talking about on the golf course, right?
I love how his friend, obviously. His friend in L.A. or whatever named Sluggo.
Like the play in Madden.
Or like a slug from a gun.
Wow.
OJ's not a gun guy.
Nah. I already established that. But his buddy might be. Sluggo. I wonder how he got his name.
Probably a murderer. Sluggo.
You can't say that.
Probably.
He might have ran the Sluggo play to perfection when he was a receiver. You don't know.
Could be. Could be. Stop holding up
the
chip.
You don't even know this gentleman, Sluggo. 865-546-8200-546-8200. Take a quick call from Raj.
We're taking a call, Brandon.
You can do it the last break, Rick.
Roger, how you doing?
Everybody's going to eat a chip.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing? How y'all doing today?
Doing great, Raj. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, Chance, and y'all. I'm just curious about you all off your own table, sure, but that's why I ask. I heard the Tennessee is favorite. It's Tennessee favorite. Like, and that's wanted to ask you about that. Is what is this? What is it? Seeing Tennessee that the Tennessee favorite in the game. I just care about that.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about, Raj, is Tennessee came out and they are also they're predicted by the FPI index by ESPN to get 9 wins, also to finish 15th nationally. So they see a lot in them. They see that they already talked about it earlier in the season. Chris Lowe wrote an article and did some stuff. Tennessee has one of the easiest non-conference schedules in all of college football. I think it ranked 10th easiest in the country. So they're looking at those games thinking that, those should be, 5 for sure wins right there. Most of those are a lot of cupcakes. And they're thinking that Tennessee's going to beat South Carolina. Tennessee's going to handle Kentucky easily, even giving them the slight advantage over Missouri heading to Missouri. So they're putting a lot of vested interest in Jarrett Garantano and Jim Chaney, him taking a leap in his second year. And I mean, they're putting a lot of wait behind that he's going to be so damn good in the second year. Jeremy Pruitt's going to make such a step that, yeah, they're going to be, what, the third best team in the East?
There's two things to look at it there, and the first one is that, you know, those were percentages, but it's also kind of weird when you line it up with the fact that, you know, they have their win-loss prediction at about 7.6, which is, you know, notably 1 to 2 games lower than the 9 wins that they're projected to, you know, percentage-wise, they're projected to get. I also think they have not factored in the Tennessee effect. And the effect is that we are Tennessee and things inevitably will go wrong. So to 9 wins is great. I mean, again, we've said it. If everything works out in your favor, yeah, 9 wins is on the table when you win against the teams that you should win. But also, you know, even they are kind of acknowledging that, hey, that is a 100% best case scenario, because even we kind of have their win-loss prediction sitting at about 7.6. So it's an interesting conversation when you do look at it and you break it down by individual games, when you look at it from a total game, you know, a total season of 12 games, so on and so forth. And maybe the 7.6 is just taking into consideration the regular season. And they're saying we're going to win 7 to 8 games in the regular season. Maybe they're taking that into a bowl game, right? And we win 6 to 7 in the season, and then we potentially win the bowl game after that. I don't know. It's an interesting thing, but man, Tennessee right now needs that 7, 8, and 9 that they could be putting into play.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Raj. Always great talking to you. 865-546-8200. If you got anything to add to the discussion, like, Raj, you want to talk about the FPI, Tennessee 9 wins. Yeah, I mean, like, that's everything they're taking into account. It's Daisy, non-conference schedule. They're thinking, like, I guess, I'm sure, like, the coaching staff believes that Jerry Garitano is going to take a significant step. And if they can do the things to keep him protected in the pocket, move him around, showcase his abilities, and not put him in harm's way, then they believe that they're going to win, you know, 9 games. I mean, Jeremy Pruitt told a recruit that they'd be competing for a national championship in 4 years. So?
Yeah.
It's there.
They should be close.
Ricky getting ready?
Come on, Rick. Let's go. Countdown.
No.
Pick up the chip.
I got to get my water. You think I'm doing
all right? Last break. We're all going to eat a chip. I'll eat 2 of them.
It's empty.
Rick will eat one. Brandon will eat one. We'll see how it goes.
Pick up the chip.
We've got a Pocky
bag. I'm not eating this whole chip.
Bag of tortilla chips I brought in, and it is a haunted ghost
pepper. On the
chip.
Bag, it says freaking hot.
It also says haunted ghost pepper.
That is.
But you can do it.
That right there, to me, says do not eat.
You can do anything you put your mind to, Rick. I believe in you. 865-546.
I don't believe in that.
8200. You guys can also do anything you put your mind to. One last segment coming up on the Blitz.
I can't be a doctor.
You could if you put your mind to it. It's definitely possible, Rick. Believe in yourself.
Say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
There's nothing like conquering a fear of yours.
Yes, Rick.
And eating spicy.
Let's do it.
And
Rick,
all you got is room temperature sink water. It's not good water, Brandon.
Why didn't you put it on cold?
Yeah.
It was on cold.
Why didn't you? I think there's some water in the fridge.
Yeah, I ain't taking Bear's water. You want to take Bear's water? He'll have to deal with that?
He'll understand. He'll understand.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will. All
right, Rick, come on.
He'll call me a word you can't say on air and then move on.
Maybe, but
he will not understand.
He will understand if you drink his water.
You guys are insane.
Come on, Rick, get ready. Just
so here's what we're doing. It's the big chip challenge.
Why am I doing this?
Wednesday challenge.
Wednesday challenge?
Yep. New challenge every Wednesday.
We didn't agree on that.
New challenge every Wednesday. We're all face our fears. Today, Rick will eat a haunted ghost pepper potato chip.
I'm gonna watch a Peyton Manning highlight video while this is going on.
I like it. Is that going to motivate you?
No, it's just going to help take my mind off thing. Highlight
think
video.
Think of, like, going
I
about.
I do this every time I got to get my blood drawn.
Yeah.
I watch a Peyton Manning highlight video.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That might be the
every
coolest and the weirdest thing that I've ever heard in my entire life. It's really cool, but it's also really kind of weird.
Denver Bronco career highlights. Let me just mute the tab.
Just eat
okay,
the damn
I'm
chip.
Ready.
For those of you, oh, Brandon ate the chip, ghost pepper chip. Brandon's ate it. It is complete. Rick.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Eating, Rick, not eating the chip, taking a bite.
What's wrong, Rick? Chew.
Yeah.
The longer it sits on your tongue,
that's
the worse
the problem. You got to swallow it. For those of you who can't see, Rick's starting to fidget. He's starting to fidget. He didn't even eat the entire chip. He took a bite.
It's a little spicy.
Ah!
He's dying.
All right, this is
what
one
is this?
This it's a ghost pepper chip, Rick.
It's a ghost pepper. What is the, tell him the rating of the ghost pepper.
The ghost pepper is like the hottest you can
too
go.
Too much. The rating is too much.
Anyway, this is when we usually do our, if you haven't heard segment. Virgin Galactic is set to become the first space tourism company to go public.
Don't you die on us, Rick.
This sucks.
Billionaire Richard Branson's space tourism picture.
I can't feel my tongue.
Virgin Galactic
I'm sorry.
Is set to go public in the second half of 2019. Could you please do that outside, Rick?
This, no. You know what? You asked for this.
Keep it PC.
You both asked for this.
I did.
This is disgusting. And you know what? The water sucks as well. Okay? I got this stupid chip right here.
I hope you pick that up. I mean, you can.
No, I won't. This is disgusting. Yeah, Peyton Manning just threw a nice hit, like a screen to Demaryius Thomas. Goodbye.
Throat's
good
getting
night.
A little tight.
You're not even watching Colts Peyton Manning highlights.
Oh, you're watching Broncos Peyton Manning
he
highlights.
Was great with the Broncos.
Wow, Rick.
It's just lingering.
I would definitely watch.
Would you
why do people like spicy foods? Like why is this enjoyable to people? Oh, I love burning my mouth. I love lava wings. Ghost pepper. I can't wait to die during my dinner. This is gonna be awesome. What is wrong with people? This is horrible.
Why are you so upset?
You look like you're in so much pain.
You look like you're so angry.
That too.
My tongue hurts.
In case you haven't heard, Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul not having a Breaking Bad spinoff for those of us who got fooled over last week and over the last couple of days.
I didn't even get to finish mine because Rick kept interrupting.
They actually teased something coming soon. And sorry, Breaking Bad fans, but it's a joint project from actors Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston. Is Dos Hombres, a brand of artisanal mezcal tequila.
This sucks.
I'm guessing.
Come on, Rick.
Why did I do this?
Are you going to die?
I ate pretty much the whole chip, guys.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I see the half of the chip over there on the floor.
So here's what I did. I broke a chip in half for me and Rick.
Yeah.
So he ate like a quarter of a chip.
I ate the peppered side of it, all right? I did it.
Is your mouth on fire?
Yeah, it's immediate, too. It's like right when you put it on your tongue, it sucks.
Rick can't speak. But that's all good.
Maybe you won't be on fire tomorrow when you come in to do the show.
That'll do it for us today. Talk Sports is in the building. They're ready to go. Stay tuned for them. For Rick Butler, who's dying in the corner. Brandon Orrick, who's smiling at him. I'm Chance Collins. This has been The Blitz right here on Fan Run Radio.
We know pets are family, like